A Long Island native will set sail across the Atlantic Ocean in October with an all-female crew of 11 to study the impact that plastic pollutants have on a woman's health. Erica Serino is an environmental journalist and has done research on plastics at Roskilde University in Copenhagen, Denmark. She will join the second leg of an all-women sailing voyage across the world called Expedition. She will climb aboard in the Azores and sail to Antigua next month. Erica, thank you for joining us on All Things Considered.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
So, why is it an all-female crew?
So typically in the field of science, women have been underrepresented just in terms of getting jobs and also in terms of studying women's health. The typical human subject that is studied in many scientific papers about toxicity and health is a 150-pound male. And so that kind of reference point doesn't really work when trying to understand how toxins impact a woman's body. So this trip is kind of bringing attention to that. And also hopefully uncovering some new information that we can use.
How do plastic pollutants affect the bodies of women differently from men?
Well, there are many different chemicals that plastic can pick up, but right now a big concern are endocrine disruptors, which are kind of chemicals that can affect the way that the hormones in your body work. And many of these endocrine disruptors affect the way that estrogen works. So estrogen obviously affects women more than men because we rely on it for reproduction and just so our bodies can function correctly. So that is a big concern, is that these chemicals in plastic would affect our reproductive abilities and also could affect, you know, obesity, different autoimmune conditions, things like that. We're just trying to kind of uncover more because we just scratched the surface.
And we're talking about plastic bottles, I guess, plastic straws, plastic bags, all of those items we're trying to get rid of these days.
Exactly. And the remarkable thing is that all of these products are made, kind of manufactured in different ways, and different chemicals might be added to different types of items to give them certain properties that make them useful. So, you know, a plastic bottle is lightweight. You know, plastic, hard plastic container can, you know, maybe go in the microwave and whatnot, but they all have different properties and different chemicals give them those properties. And that's what we're mainly concerned about.
And what do you hope to discover on the voyage?
Oh, I've been sailing on these trips several times, and every time I learn something new and unexpected. So I just go into it with an open mind and enjoy the sea and really connect to my crew members.
And given the situation with plastic, what could it mean for the health and well-being of Long Island Sound and our coastal communities?
Coastal communities are highly impacted by plastic because a lot of it washes up on the shorelines. Not only that, but we, you know, do a lot of recreation in the waters and we go fishing in these waters. And what I've seen and witnessed firsthand all across the world is that these plastics are just breaking up into tiny pieces called microplastic. And these microplastics, they get into bodies of fish and then we eat the fish and it becomes a kind of a cascade effect of plastic ingestion. So that's something that we're seeing right now in Long Island Sound and all across the world. So that's a major concern, I would say.
Those microplastics, those are the little plastic balls that you see in like facial cleansers that are supposedly ingredients that help exfoliate the skin?
Exactly. Those are actually called microbeads. And in the U.S., we've banned them, but all across the world, it's inconsistent whether or not they've been banned. So they keep showing up in our water supply and also in the oceans. So we're talking also about just everyday plastic items, because every piece of plastic, it will never degrade fully. It will just break up into smaller pieces. So this is what we consider microplastic, are these little bits. You know, a plastic bottle will turn into an infinite number of pieces of microplastic.
Erica Serino set sail with the all-women sailing voyage Expedition across the Atlantic in October to study pollution and human health. Thank you for joining us on All Things Considered by way of Skype. Good luck and bon voyage.
Thank you. Take care.